and in skip went the other. In a single, unfolding, concerted motion, he left the horizontal and recumbent and stood tensely vertical against the wall, examining the pick of the battleship under the light. He apparently did not believe in pajama bottoms, and it hurt me to see the goosebumps rising on those thin shanks. But if the legs were thin, the voice was more than full enough to make up for the difference.
"Talk, blast you, DeGriz, talk!" he roared. "What is this nonsense about a battleship? Who's building it?"
I had my nail file out and was touching up a cuticle, holding it out for inspection before I said anything. From the corner of my eye, I could see him getting purple about the face, but he kept quiet. I savored my small moment of power.
"Put DeGriz in charge of the record room for a while," you said. "That way he can learn the ropes. Burrowing around in the century-old dusty files will be just the thing for a free spirit like Slippery Jim DeGriz. Teach him discipline. Show him what the Corps stands for. At the same time, it will get the records in shape. They have been needing reorganization for quite a while."
Inskip opened his mouth, made a choking noise, then closed it. He undoubtedly realized that any interruption would only lengthen my explanation, not shorten it. I smiled and nodded at his decision, then continued. "So you thought you had me safely out of the way, breaking my spirit under the guise of giving me a little background in the Corps' activities. In this sense, your plan failed. Something else happened instead. I nosed through the files and found them most interesting. Particularly the CNM setup, the categorizer and memory. That building full of machinery that takes in and digests news and reports from all the planets in the galaxy, indexes it to every category it can possibly relate, then files it. Great machine to work with. I had it digging out spaceship info for me, something I have always been interested in."
"You should be," Inskip interrupted rudely. "You've stolen enough of them in your time."
I gave him a hurt look and went on, slowly. "I won't bore you with all the details, since you seem impatient, but eventually I turned up this plan." He had it out of my fingers before it cleared my wallet.
"What are you getting at?" he mumbled as he ran his eyes over the blueprints. "This is an ordinary heavy cargo and passenger job. It's no more a warlord battleship than I am."
It is hard to curl your lips with contempt and talk at the same time, but I succeeded. "Of course, you don't expect them to file warship plans with the League Registry, do you? But, as I said, I know more than a little bit about ships. It seemed to me this thing was just too big for the use intended. Enough old ships are fuel wasters, you don't have to build new ones to do that. This started me thinking, and I punched for a complete list of ships that size that had been constructed in the past. You can imagine my surprise when, after 3 minutes of groaning, the CNM only produced 6. One was built for self-sustaining colony attempt at the Second Galaxy. For all we know, she is still on the way. The other 5 were all D-class colonizers, built during the expansion when large populations were moved. Too big to be practical now. I was still teased, as I had no idea what a ship this large could be used for. So I removed the time interlock on the CNM and let it pick around through the entire history of space to see if it could find a comparison. It sure did, right at the Golden Age of Empire expansion, the giant warlord battleship. The machine even found a blueprint for me. Inskip grabbed again and began comparing the two prints. I leaned over his shoulder and pointed out the interesting parts. "Notice, if the engine room specs are changed slightly to include cargo hold, there is plenty of room for the brutes needed. This superstructure, obviously just tacked onto the plans, gets thrown away, and turrets take its place. The hulls are identical. A change here, a shift there, and the stodgy freighter becomes the fast battle wagon. These changes could be made during construction, then plans filed. By the time anyone in the League found out what was being built, the ship would be finished and launched. Of course, this could all be coincidence. The plans of a newly built ship agreeing to 6 places with those of a ship being built 1,000 years ago. But if you think so, I will give you 100-to-1 odds you are wrong, any size bet you name.